Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of modern life with a dash of ancient wisdom. Today we're diving into something super important: building healthy boundaries and prioritizing your well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're saying yes to everything and somehow ending up exhausted and depleted? You know that feeling when everyone around you seems to have it figured out except for you? Yeah, been there. Done that. Let me tell you, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care, plain and simple. It's about honoring your needs, respecting your time, and creating space for what truly matters in your life. Think of boundaries like the fences around your personal garden. They define where you start and others end, protecting the precious things you are, cultivating your energy, your peace of mind, your sanity, basically. Without them, it's easy to let other people trample all over your space, leaving your inner garden a mess. Here are 5 key takeaways for building those healthy boundaries. 1. Know your limits. First things first, get in touch with what truly drains you and what energizes you. Are certain types of conversations or situations always leaving you feeling drained? Identify those energy vampires and start saying no more often. Remember, it's okay to decline invitations, politely step away from stressful conversations, or even just take a break when you need it. 2. Communicate clearly. Now, clear communication is key here. Don't assume people will magically understand your needs. Let them know what you're comfortable with and what you're not. Use I statements like "I feel overwhelmed when," or "I need some time to myself." This way, you express your needs without sounding accusatory. 3. Practice saying no. Saying no can feel tough at first, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Think of it as a form of self-respect. You're not obligated to say yes to everything just because someone asks. It's about prioritizing your well-being and making choices that align with your values. 4. Set expectations. Once you've established boundaries, make sure people understand them. Don't be afraid to reiterate them if needed. For example, if you need uninterrupted time in the evenings for work or personal projects, let your friends and family know upfront. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, building healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up or feel pressured to say yes. That's okay. Just learn from it, adjust as needed, and keep moving forward. Celebrate the small wins along the way. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend Sarah constantly bombards you with last-minute requests for help, even when you're already swamped with deadlines at work. She knows you're always willing to lend a hand, so she takes advantage of it. You start feeling resentful and overwhelmed, but you hesitate to tell her no because you don't want to disappoint her. This is where healthy boundaries come in. You could politely explain to Sarah that while you care about helping her, you have limited time and energy right now. Maybe suggest alternative solutions, like connecting her with other resources or offering your help at a later date when your schedule is less packed. By setting clear expectations and communicating your needs, you're protecting your well-being without sacrificing the friendship. You're showing Sarah that you respect yourself and your time, which ultimately strengthens your bond in the long run. Remember, building healthy boundaries isn't about becoming a hermit or isolating yourself from others. It's about creating a space where you can thrive both personally and professionally. So, what are you waiting for? Start setting those boundaries today. I challenge you to identify one area where you need to establish clearer limits and take action this week. Share your experiences with me on social media. Let's create a community of empowered individuals who prioritize their well-being. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.